Welcome to the Phases podcast, where we explore life's many phases and the lessons that they bring. I'm your host, Anita Goa. Today, we're going to be embracing the phase or the season that is winter solstice. And winter solstice is on December the 21st in the Northern Hemisphere. And we're particularly going to talk about the metaphor of the winter solstice. So exploring how winter can inspire inner growth and how it can allow for our potential to really emerge. And it's a good time to reflect on darkness, on light, on endings and beginnings, and remember that the light is waiting there on the horizon. And maybe winter isn't your season. I actually love winter. It's usually my most productive season, to be honest. In the summer, I'm kind of dead because I don't deal with the heat that much. So yeah, I am Norwegian after all. I love the candles. I love the scarves and the coziness of indoors with tea and warm soups. And I love to reflect. That's one of my favorite things to do. And I completely have compassion for you if you're not a fan of winter. But I do hope that you will stay with me so that I can inspire you to at least embrace the metaphor of winter solstice to help you look at winter with a different perspective so that it can help you during dark times in your life. Well, let's see. You let me know. It's going to be an exploration. And don't make up your mind beforehand, before you've explored. We'll get to that too. But first, let's dive into a little bit of story time. This is the story of a sculptor that perfectly illustrates how transformation often happens by not adding, but from uncovering what's already within us. I know, ironically, in winter, we add on layers, and now I'm asking you to remove the layers. Again, just stay with me. Stay with me. It's going to make sense. At least, I hope. I'm crossing my fingers. A famous sculptor invited some of his fans to his studio. And at first, what they saw in the studio, in the room that they were in, it was very rough blocks of stone, partially chipped away. And they were kind of disappointed. Is this what he invited us to come see? Is this what we came for? Then the sculptor took them to another room where they started to see the pieces coming together, kind of. And they were a little bit more impressed, but still, it wasn't what they had come for. The sculptor then took them to a third room, and finally, this room they entered was filled with almost finished sculptures. And these fans, they were impressed. Wow, this is amazing. How did you do that? They wondered. Well, the sculptor explained that the work, it wasn't complete. It still needed polishing. And they were like, no, this is amazing. No more work is needed. It's done. It's complete. But the sculptor insisted it needed continuous polishing. And the visitors just kept dismissing him, saying, no, that's too much. He's being a perfectionist. Now, this isn't a story that has a funny ending like the artichoke story in last week's episode. It's the story I'm going to be kind of chipping away at throughout this episode. And it's another story that I saved in my notebook. This one is from when I studied at the Bihar School of Yoga in India in 1996. And the essence of the story has stuck with me ever since then. When I'm in dark times or I'm impatient and not getting the results I want fast enough, I visualize myself just chipping away like the sculptor. like the masterpiece within the stone is revealed through intention, through patience, through effort, through letting go, like very much the same as our own personal growth. And the winter solstice reminds us that transformation, like getting the result we want, truly is a process. And I think it has a lot to do with expectations as well, right? Just like the fans of the sculptor, they had really high expectations initially. And have you noticed those times when maybe you didn't have any expectations? And you were going to go to a party or visit a place and you hadn't really thought about it much, but then you got there and it was just amazing. And you almost keep saying it was better than expected, but you hadn't really expected anything. And then you're sometimes in situations where you have really low expectations, or you have maybe unrealistic expectations, right? So when we reduce our expectations, I think that can really increase joy and satisfaction. And I talked a bit about that in last episode, the difference between FOMO, the fear of missing out, and JOMO, the joy of missing out. That happiness is fleeting. We can be happy one day and not happy another day, but joy is something completely different. Joy is deeper. And yoga philosophy talks about that, that we don't want to rely on happiness, because that fluctuates. But joy can still be there even in the darkest moments. And we just have to allow for life to unfold. So try this thing with noticing, what are your expectations? Are they high? Are they low? Just think about it. In those situations when you either have high expectations or you have low expectations, you've kind of already made up your mind, and there's no room for open-mindedness or room for exploring potential or any kind of inner growth. Because if you have high expectations, you might think, why even bother? I'm not going to be able to attain that anyway. Or if you have low expectations, then the same thing could happen. Like, why even bother? It's not worth my time. But trying to withdraw a little bit from expectation, you then create space to explore. And I think there's a lot to exploration. You might discover things that are beyond your wildest dreams. So of course, during winter, nothing grows outside. It's cold. But winter is a metaphor for inspiring inner growth and emerging this inner potential that I truly believe we still have at midlife and beyond. So maybe this is your time to polish so that you can shine even brighter. So let's keep exploring. I mean, let's keep chipping away at this and let's see what is revealed. So the winter solstice symbolizes the longest night of the year. It's a moment of darkness and stillness before the light returns. And it also symbolizes both an ending and a beginning. And it's often associated with rebirth in many cultures. I really think that this metaphor is particularly poignant in midlife. Very much like the solstice, we often experience dark nights of the soul. We experience uncertainty, and it's uncomfortable and really painful at times too. But I do believe that it can lead to profound transformation. And much like the sculptor, we just have to keep chipping away and often letting go of what no longer serves us in order to get to who we become at this phase or this season of our life. I know for me, each decade has kind of brought on its own challenges, but I've been very good at transforming myself through it. And it usually happened over a 2-year period. I've done it, you know, within myself as in personal growth, but I've also done it a lot of times in my career. And I've kind of been viewed as the queen of transformation. I really love transforming. I'm quite good at it, actually, because I'm a Scorpio, you know, and that's what we Scorpios do. But the first 5 years of my 50s were really tough. Perimenopause for me was a dark phase because it took so long. I just didn't know when it was going to end. It took 10 years. And don't get me wrong, it wasn't bad the entire 10 years. But I have to say that at least 6 of them were a lot of questioning my purpose and my identity. But I just kept chipping away, reassessing what really mattered to me, and found the courage then to step into new possibilities, like starting this podcast at 55. So that phase of my life was really a turning point. And the reason I love the sculptor story so much is because it reminds us that we are always works in progress, that there will always be endings and new beginnings, no matter our age. For as long as we're alive, there's always more to uncover and refine about ourselves. And it's so important to allow for the unfolding to happen, for those endings to end. The only way we can move forward is to be done with the past, right? It's like the seasons. The seasons just flow into each other. It's like winter doesn't hang on to autumn. Autumn doesn't hang on to summer. Well, maybe now it feels like it's a little bit out of balance because of global warming. So it feels like the seasons can't make up their mind. But if we kind of think about that for ourselves, if we don't let go, then it's like we can't make up our mind and we're going back and forth, instead of flowing forward. And this is such an important key concept in yoga philosophy for inner growth. It's aparigraha, and that means non-attachment, not hanging on to stuff in the past. Try to process it, work through it, grow through it, and then be done with it. And I have to admit that I have a tendency to always be looking back. And I did that, especially in the transition to postmenopause. I got a bit stuck in constantly looking back, wishing I wasn't in the phase that I was in, wishing it wasn't like this. It's like wishing it wasn't winter and being stuck in summer, right? When I didn't like my life and I couldn't imagine my future looking any better than my past, right? That's not a good place to be. And my past was amazing, but I had to change my mindset. There had to be a mindset shift in believing that my future could just be just as bright, be just as good. Not the same, but good for this season of my life. And you know what? Change, it's challenging. But letting go of what no longer serves us is the most important thing, because it creates space for new possibilities, for new growth. And we're never too old. It's never too late. Life is about continuous growth, and it will look different than before. The only time we stop growing is when our heart stops beating, literally. And that's when we're done. Not before that, unless you choose to not continue to grow. But really, why would you choose to not continue to grow? So let's keep training ourselves to not be afraid to make changes or to change, because I think the kiss of death is truly to stay stuck in the past, right? Do you agree? Let me know. This process of uncovering our true self is so much a part of our yoga practice and being yogis. And another concept for inner growth is to get to the core of who it is that we are. Just like the sculptor is chipping away and then gradually shaping this statue. And we gradually reveal who it is that we are through self-study, or as it's called, svadhyaya. You know what? We are already whole and complete, exactly who we are. There is a core to our being that is never changing, that remains exactly the same. And I feel this within myself, like I feel like I'm who I've always been. But at the same time, I also feel completely different. So that's what it is. It's a continuous evolving of who it is that we are. And I talked a little bit about it in the last episode. But we, you know, the thing is, we take on stuff, and we often take on stuff and identities that don't serve us. And we get to this moment in time where we can sit back and reflect on who is it that I am right now. And it is this awareness and living as intentionally as possible and paying attention that we can then, you know, chip away at our old habits and our limiting beliefs. And the winter solstice and winter in general is really a season that invites us to pause and to reflect and to just honor this process and really to just keep polishing. So you need to keep your self-care routines going and just adjust your self-care to suit the season of your life and the winter season for the winter elements. And there are many ways that one can do this. And I can talk more in detail about this if you want me to in January. Just let me know. But the solution is to create really your own magic, create your own routine and move like the Okinawans, right? That are constantly living their purpose, their ikigai, their dharma. Create an environment where you connect with joy because you're creating the joy. You can create that joy and connect to the joy, even in the darkest moments. And this leads me to another of the key concepts for inner growth, and that is intention setting. And in yoga philosophy, we call that a sankalpa, that you set a meaningful intention for yourself for winter. Just remind yourself of your strengths and your weaknesses, and reflect just a little bit back to other winters. How did you feel? What was challenging for you? What do you remember that you needed then? And maybe integrate that this season, right? So for each winter, you learn a little bit more about yourself. And the key is to try to remember and then integrate that into your routine. So if you notice that you, during the winter, you fall off exercising, or you start to get depressed during the winter, your routine changes, then set an intention that is going to help you to align with your actions and with your intention. And the intention should always be in the present moment, and try not to change the intention, the sankalpa, before you've fulfilled it within like a 3 month to 6 month period. Make sure that it's manageable. It's when you don't want to do it, that's when this intention becomes very important. A strong intention is needed as part of a strong plan to stay motivated through the winter. And during my dark night of the soul, my perimenopause, my sankalpa was strong. I knew my bones and my muscles would fall apart if I didn't keep up my strength training. So I kept up my exercise. I knew my mental health would fall apart if I didn't keep up my yoga practice. My self-care was strong. I cared for my family. I showed up for my students, and I kept it going the best that I could. And of course, there were parts I couldn't keep up, like building my business. And I was a bit stuck on feeling a little bit bad about that for a while. But then I let it go. It's okay. That's part of my new phase now, my next phase. And now I feel ready to grow my business because I've experienced such inner growth. I have the capacity for it now. I have the clarity. I just simply couldn't do it before. So I forgive myself. I let it go. I'm one person and I had to trust the journey. So this is just to say, if you find yourself in a dark place, have a plan, have a structure to follow. Try not to be doing random things. Be intentional. Look for a proof record, right? Know what is helpful, what is effective. Like I talked about in last week's episode, yoga has a track record. Strength training has a track record. If you do it regularly, you will get benefits. You will. So just know yourself and what you need. And the most amazing feeling in the world is knowing that you're doing the right things. As a yogi, you can feel it. There is this inner knowing. And even if it's still dark, you start to notice the light starting to come back in your eyes. It's been lost in the dark for some time, but you can feel that vitality coming. It's there. You just have to keep chipping away. And in the words of Rumi, if everything around you seems dark, look again. You may be the light. So it's only been 6 weeks since I started this podcast. And in some ways, it feels like ages. It kind of feels like I've been doing this forever. But this is actually going to be the end of season one. I actually intend for each season to be 12 episodes, but I got a bit delayed in my start this autumn. My intention was really strong in the beginning, and then we had some home improvements done that took a little bit longer. And then, of course, there's always going to be obstacles in the way when you intend to begin something. So it just so happened that I ended up beginning on my birthday. I've learned so much even from these first 6 episodes. So the thing is, like, you just got to be in it to learn. It's just like that sculptor needs to start with that big rock. And then as you keep chipping away, it reveals the path. And things always change from how it starts. It just does. It evolves. We evolve. Since this is the end of 2024, let's take a moment to reflect and set your sankalpa, your intention for 2025. I suggest that you take a look back to take a little bit of stock and leave behind 2024, what you don't want to take with you into 2025. So what did you learn about yourself this year? What habits or roles have supported your growth this year? And thank the version of you that carried you through this year. Like, really thank yourself before you go about saying to yourself that you need to do better in 2025. And also try to let go. Practice aparigraha. What no longer is serving you, and visualize yourself releasing it so that you can make space for something new. And then look ahead. What seeds of intention? What is your sankalpa going to be for 2025? What is it that you want to plant and grow in 2025? I wanted to leave you with these words from John O'Donohue. I would love to live like a river flows, carried by the surprise of its own unfolding. Yeah, trust that your journey is unfolding as it should. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode of the Phases Podcast. Please do share your reflections and your intentions with our community. I'd love to hear your thoughts. And until next time, take good care and keep chipping away, keep shining. Allow your becoming to unfold.